Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app, and the Nerdville Radio Network. I've been forgetting to mention that in there, and I feel like a bit of a douche, but I want to make sure to include them because I'm really glad that we can expand our reach, and I'm very, very proud and pleased that we're on a channel that streams on the internet 24 hours a day. Is that the Youngblood Lewis?
Hey, how's it going?
Andrew?
How's it going, Broseph Smith?
I kind of didn't realize that until we started the show today. I totally forgot. I've been forgetting to mention that completely.
Nerdville?
Yeah.
It's because, it seems oddly secondary. It's not something we take care of. Normally, we upload the show. We get it on the radio.
Very
but
true.
But Nerdville is something you totally do on the side.
Not second.
I have nothing to do with that.
But it's not second in our hearts. It's only second on our to-do list.
Well, no, yeah, of course.
All right.
Yeah. I know I don't know as much about radio as you guys, but somebody want to clue me in about what Nerdville is?
Yeah, Nerdville Radio is a channel that streams, I guess, shows that are typically geared towards a nerd-oriented audience, but our show has kind of been allowed in as an exception.
That's what's awesome about it.
And plus, we do still cover some nerdy stuff from time to time, and I'm very pleased to be on there. I like it.
No, yeah, it's great.
And I believe we're usually on Thursday nights. Andrew, if you ever want to go check out the Nerdville Radio Network, maybe you can check out the main show, which is the Nern Show. They also have the Nerd 411 and then our show all on their channel there.
Three shows.
Do they talk about comic books?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably listen to that.
Comic books, movies, video games,
wrestling?
And more. Actually, I don't think so. Maybe we should incorporate wrestling into the Nerdville. Maybe I should throw that. Okay, look. I don't have a lot of time in the first segment. I want to jump right into it. I didn't want to start with this, but I can't get it off my mind. Zach, you know where I'm going with this.
I think I do.
All right. Well, I don't know if I've told people on the show before, but my brother, who's been on the show, off the air, he loves to send me clips of his farts.
It's true.
And most of the time, they're nothing to write home about. I mean, I'll chuckle at them. But today, he sent me one that was just so unbelievable, I couldn't help but want to play it on the show. And Zach heard it, and he said, dude, we have to play that tonight.
Yeah.
That has to be on the
air.
I
appreciate that you're opening the show with this.
I have to. I was telling you earlier today that I like to think on some level I'm above this kind of humor.
Nope.
That I've evolved as a broadcaster. But no, you're right.
Nope.
Not at all. I am who I am. Yeah. This is hilarious. I have to play it.
All right, let's do it.
All right, hold on. Let me go ahead and pull it up on here.
Let me get a piece of this. It's funny because there's a little music at the beginning that kind of not only intros it, but lets you know that it was legitimately recorded. This isn't fake, I don't think.
By the way, due to this spectacular, unbelievable fart, that I swear should be the eighth wonder of the world. My brother's going to be joining us in just a little bit to talk about this and some of the stuff that he has going on. Hold on, let me make sure I get this. I want to make sure it's full volume and that we can hear it and appreciate it in all of its glory.
Right. Now, we sent you this morning.
I actually think it was last night.
I was going to say, it sounded like it was, I don't know.
Hold on, I want to make sure my phone's on airplane mode so that nothing could possibly interrupt this greatness.
All right. I really, yeah.
My first instinct, because it's so long and he pushes so hard, and I love him for this, but my first instinct, you can hear some TV going in the back room, and then there's one quick fart before it goes into the epic fart. But I was going to edit it. That's my instinct, to edit it. And Zach was like, no, dude, let the raw audio play. Let people hear what he sent you so that you can tell it's authentic, because it almost sounds fake.
Right. Yeah, I didn't want you to clip it out or anything.
You want me to fire it off?
Please. Right. Shot out of a cannon this week.
Here we go.
I had an exclamation point.
The sigh of relief that he lets out at the end is so great. I gotta one more time. You guys mind? I want to hear one more.
No, please.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Oh, man. Come on, how can I not share that with our audience?
It really is so great.
It's too good to pass up.
There's so many little things about it that make it so awesome.
Oh, God, it's the greatest.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that it kind of stops at the end, and then he gets one more out, followed by an immediate sigh of relief.
Call me childish, but God, that's funny. Zach, if you have real quick a news story, well, you know, why don't we check in? What's been going on with you?
Me?
Yeah, do you have any good stuff, any S&M stuff with your girlfriend you can talk about this week?
No, not a lot. I got a great beach the other day.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah. I didn't really want to talk about it on the show. I just wanted to highlight that I did, in fact, get a great beach.
Okay, I'm going to shelve that for the next segment. Please. Because I want to get John on the phone. Then I want to ask AJ about his Tinder exploits as well. Can you give us a real quick news story while I get John on the phone?
Yeah.
Thanks. Let me just get everything hooked up here. You know, we're still getting acclimated with our new studio.
Right. A wife in China reportedly chopped off her husband's penis twice while he was sleeping after discovering he had cheated on her. She found out after
how do you chop off somebody's penis twice?
Well, see, it's complicated, right?
Did the guy get it reattached and then she went in for another slash?
That's the whole thing. Yeah, she hits him with some scissors in the middle of the night after she makes the discovery.
Yikes.
Goes to the hospital, they reattach it, everything's fine. Then she sneaks into his hospital room that night, does it again, and tosses it out a window. Now, apparently he was so angry after this happened the second time that he, bleeding and all, got
rightfully
up
so.
And chased her out of the room outside the hospital, which I assume was down an elevator or some stairs or something, and proceeded to hit her.
All right, let's see if this works. Sorry.
Let's see what happens. Just brush over.
He says he's ready to go, so hopefully we can get him on the line. Hey, what's up, John? You're on the show.
Hey, Stats Bros. What's going on?
Hey.
Dude, look, first of all, we want to say congratulations on what very well may be the most epic fart we've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Dude, it's nuts.
The song you hear at the beginning is the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes menu song.
I was wondering why it stops just before the fart. Did you mute the TV?
Yes.
That is great. That's great.
Nice attention. To
for all of our listeners, this is my brother, John Ebeling. He lives out in L.A. He's sort of making his way as an actor slash comedian slash improv guy. I don't know what the term for that. But
he has many talents.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, thanks for taking a little bit of time out to talk with us. We have a couple of minutes left in our first segment. And why don't you tell us what's going on with you?
Well, the night in question, I had the cheese ball, fried mac and cheese appetizer at Cheesecake Factory.
Ooh, okay. You know what? I was going to ask him about his career, not the fart, but he probably could be a career farter at this point.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's a good, walk us through your diet the night of the beast.
It was, Sherman and I went there for happy hour, and we both got the fried macaroni and cheese, which comes in and cheese balls that are deep fried. They're like macaroni and cheese balls that are deep fried.
Fried mac and cheese balls.
Yeah, and then they're covered in cheesy tomato sauce.
All right.
And I ate mine and like half of hers, and that basically is what unleashed the beef. That mixed with a couple of tall brewskis.
Now, I have a question. Was she there at the time of the incident?
Yes.
So she witnessed this firsthand?
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be her first time.
All right. Well, I noticed at the very end of the clip, you can hear some clapping in the background. Was that you?
No, that's her. I wouldn't clap at my own fart. Come on.
You're telling me that your girlfriend was clapping at your incredibly long and grotesque fart?
I'd clap at that fart.
She was impressed.
That's a keeper.
Yeah.
Marry that chick. Hey, John, while you're on the air with us, do you mind if I play the fart just one more time?
No, go for it.
I can't get it. You guys mind hearing it one more time?
Let's hear it.
All right, all right. I really just can't get enough of it.
It really is great.
I think I'm leaving the
dude. Yeah.
No, that's fine.
I can't really get it good with you guys talking at the same time, but...
Sorry.
Oh, it was all there.
The length has to be the most impressive part of it, right?
It really is incredible.
Yeah, never heard anything like it. Okay, John, real quick, we only have about 1 minute before we have to go to break. Why don't you tell people about what you have going on out there?
Well, why don't you tell them? I don't want to, you know.
No, you know, you tell them. That's part of your job. I'm offering you a plug here. Do it.
All right. Well, yeah, well.
Tell people where they can see you coming up soon.
Well, tune into the pregame of the Super Bowl. I'm supposed to be on there, and I might possibly be on during the game. For the new Mountain Dew Kickstart. You're going to see me doing lots of goofy dance moves. And I have a, that's about it.
So people want to keep an eye out for you Super Bowl Sunday. They can see in a Mountain Dew Kickstart commercial.
That's right. And you're going to see how the drink just helps me into into motion, ridiculous motion.
All right, sounds great, man. Well, thank you so much for the fart, and thanks for giving us your time tonight. I really appreciate it. And tell Shirley hi. Give her all my love.
Sure. And keep an eye out for the Facebook Valentine's Day commercial on YouTube.
Facebook Valentine's Day. That's
sweet.
That'll be on the internet.
Yeah.
All right, man. We'll keep a lookout for it. Thanks so much, John.
All right, buddy. Thanks for letting me vlog.
No problem. We'll see you, bud.
See ya.
All right, guys.
Well, I think that's just about all we have for our first segment. But, man, I still I really can't get over it.
The fart?
The fart.
Who could? It really, really was incredible. Andrew, what do you think?
It's pretty amazing. I mean, you guys have said it all. I didn't feel the need to chime in.
Are we really childish for doing our entire first segment?
No,
fart?
No, absolutely not. That fart was worth it.
That's funny, right?
Yeah.
That was a good
fart. I don't care how old I ever get. That will still be funny.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I have a lot of stuff to get to when we get back. We have some news with Zach, and I have a lot of articles I want to discuss, as well as some new topics. And I have a broader bro that's been collecting for way too long now that I would love to showcase to our audience. We'll be back in just a few short minutes on Talk Radio 1190.
All I want is for you to be happy and take this
And we're back on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling. We're also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app, and newly on the Nerdville Radio Network. You can hear us streaming there as well. I'm also here with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey.
Andrew.
What's up?
And we're going to deviate from the toilet humor just a little bit, and we're going to get into some serious talk during our next segment. Because it's not all just a goof here, you know? We do try to do something. We try to provide something to the bro community.
It's true.
Yeah.
We like to think we're respectable.
Of course. Mm. We're contributing something.
Yeah.
Now, for our listeners, something we've done on the show for a long time that's always been a fan favorite and a personal favorite of mine is hypothetical situations where we ask something, would you rather do this or would you rather do that? And over the, I think it was over the weekend, Zach and I were talking and this sort of came up and we liked it. And you, I think it was you who said, save this for the show. This
yeah, why
good.
Not? Sounds like a good show topic.
Now, it's similar. It's along the same lines of other show topics that we've done.
Yeah.
But doesn't take anything away from it. It's still a good question.
Before we get into this,
let me
offshoot real quick here. We're the kind of people that we like to always participate in Would You Rather. And there's a lot of people out there that do Would You Rather. And they always bail, or they say, oh, I don't want to answer either. And that always sucks. Don't ever be one of those people.
No, those people really suck.
Yeah, just say.
Or don't be like Andrew, where you just say the answer and don't offer any kind of explanation.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope I don't
okay,
do that.
You know what? You know what? I'll say
I love you, Kevin.
Andrew still is better than being a fence sitter.
Yeah, that's right.
Those are the worst.
Yeah, nobody likes a fence sitting.
No, would you rather fence sitting is not an option. The whole point is that you have to choose.
Exactly. Like, even if it's good
or bad.
I don't
care what it is. If some guy says you have to bang your grandma or you have to bang your sister, you have to answer that.
Yep.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
That's would you rather in
hey,
a nutshell.
Kevin, would you rather bang your grandma or bang your sister?
Yeah, see, I knew he was going to throw that out there.
Oh, dude.
You know we all have to answer this now.
I know.
And I did this to us.
Yeah. Honestly, my first instinct was grandma. I know it's messed up, but at least I didn't grow up in the same house with my, yeah.
I'm going to have to agree with Zach on that. His logic is sound.
I hate to say it, but one is far more genetically removed than the other.
It's disturbing and grotesque, but yeah, you're right.
That's
and someone
true.
I'm less likely to be facing for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the rest of theirs.
Yeah. All right, Andrew, would you rather bang your mom or your grandma?
My mom, definitely.
Wow.
Yikes.
I think I'd still go grandma.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh,
this is
horrible.
Yeah. All right. Let's want me to get
into the one that I actually have on
please.
The slate
yeah.
for
Why,
today.
How did we get here?
This is Status Bro, man. This is what we do.
I know.
All right. Would you rather get herpes? Would you rather get herpes from a girl or get the girl pregnant?
Herpes all day.
That's funny because Zach and I felt the exact opposite.
Yeah,
exact opposite.
Whoa,
we
seriously.
Went with the kid. Yeah.
Oh, I went with the kid big time.
Well, I mean, herpes, at least you only suffer alone, but you get the kid. It's like having a boss who's going to live in your home and you've got to deal to their whims. Like,
Asia doesn't look at the positives. I feel like having a kid could be an incredibly rewarding and uplifting and incredible experience for the rest of my life, where Hermes is not going to provide any kind of joy in my life at all. It's going to provide despair.
Look,
and
having
self-loathing.
Having a kid is debatably worse than herpes, okay? Because at least herpes doesn't cost you like a ton of money and you don't have to send herpes to college because you feel bad. But
yeah, that's true.
Herpes is much less socially acceptable.
My shanker's never going to be looking for a diploma.
Yeah, you have a kid, people are like, oh, that's rough, but good for you. You know, you're doing the right thing here. You're going to be a dad. You have herpes, people are like, Jesus.
When people tell you you're doing the right thing, you're going to be a dad, like there's kind of that unspoken, you poor bastard kind of thing.
Yeah, but at least people don't look you in the eye and call you and say that. But, you know, when you
have herpes, that's what they do. That's worse.
Okay, there's a difference here that I think both of you guys may be overlooking, is that you have to tell people that you're having a kid. You can't hide that.
Okay.
You could possibly hide that you have the herp.
Dark place, man.
You could, I mean, for all I know, you have the herp right now, Andrew.
I think there's a good chance I do.
Oh, really?
Hey, he's very liberal with his wiener, you know, vis-a-vis the Tinder and all that stuff.
Can we talk about it on the show?
No.
All right.
Have you been a little careless lately?
Huh?
Ooh, that reminds me. Okay. Has everybody answered on this?
I think so.
I wanted to stretch this for a whole segment.
I don't think we really explained why it'd be better to have a kid than
I thought
herpes.
I did.
Why?
There's benefits to having a kid.
Kevin touched on it.
Oh, well, yeah, briefly.
No, I think that's something that would be fulfilling most likely for the rest of my life.
I guess you're right.
Herpes is the opposite. It's going to be dismal, and it's going to be like a predator haunting me for the rest of my life.
Do you think you feel that way because you're, I guess, older than me?
I still think
I
I'm pretty young and vital, but
I don't look at that as a reason why. I just think, oh, well, I have a kid, and people think, well, that sucks, but, you know, hey, you're doing the right thing. Whereas,
but you said you'd still rather you'd take the kid as well.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
But for different reasons. Maybe I was afraid that I didn't get
explain your reasoning
out
a little more then.
Because,
elaborate.
Like I said, because I feel like people would look at that, me having a kid, and they'd be like, wow, that sucks, but, you know, he's doing the right thing. It's going to be rough. He's going to be a young dad, but hey, you can do it. Whereas if I have herpes, people are like, wow, what an irresponsible person. It's just the way it is. People look at you as irresponsible. Even if you have a kid
it's
and that
so
was an irresponsible thing, like people don't say that to you.
I think the majority of the circumstances, you're equally irresponsible.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
There's a lot of 19-year-olds who get pregnant. I'm not thinking, wow, that's –
well,
must
no,
have
but you don't tell them that they're irresponsible. Whereas if you have herpes, people just like –
that
wow.
guy's gross.
Yeah, like that's – come on. Ugh. Like you're that's socially frowned
you
upon.
You can wear a bag and you could accidentally get herpes, and you could wear a bag and you could get a chick pregnant.
Yeah, it's true.
It's the irresponsibility is equally weighted as far as I'm concerned. But I see where you're saying where people – an outsider looking in, like say your parents or something
– right.
Would look at the herpes thing as being much worse.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's a stupid way to look at it, but it's the way it is.
Right.
I like to think it's an intelligent way to look
Andrew,
at it.
Andrew, tell us why you think you have the herb.
Yeah, what happened, man?
I don't actually think I have the herb. I'm very careful about always wearing a bag no matter what. So.
Really?
But like Kevin said, I mean, you can wear it and it may not matter.
I got to call some BS here because I'm a guy and I think I'm reasonably responsible. But man, there are times when I got caught up in the moment and I was wasted where I sans the bag many times.
Many times.
And I think through Andrew's Tinder exploits, there has to be at least once or twice,
nope.
A couple,
never.
A handful even.
Not a single time.
Really?
Nope.
I almost feel like, did he even really get laid?
No.
I'm kidding. But really, every single time, you make sure to wrap it.
Yep.
Now, what kind of condos do you use?
Trojans.
I wasn't speaking necessarily to the brand as much as I was speaking to the style.
Oh. Whatever comes in the green package, I don't really pay that much attention.
I don't know what that is.
Green package?
Green.
Yeah.
The ultra thin comes in a gray. I know that.
Are they ribbed?
And the regular is a yellow.
I don't believe they're ribbed.
They're ribbed for her pleasure? I buy those and then turn them inside out. It's a
hacky
line.
Light.
It's
yeah.
a hacky line, yeah. But I was thinking, you know, because I'm a recently single guy in the last couple months, and so I had a girlfriend for a long time, so I didn't buy condoms for years and years and years.
Mm.
And then I was single and then hooked up with another girl that maybe I knew, whatever, and maybe I was just sloppy and didn't wear it. It happens. So eventually I went to buy some rubs not that long ago and
rubs.
Instinctively bought ultra thin. So I'm like, oh, that's going to be the most beneficial to my enjoyment.
And then you soon realize your mistake.
I realized that was a horrible idea.
Right.
Terrible idea.
Yep.
Because if I'm in this situation where I know I need to use a bag, I want as much protection as I can get. I want that thing to be like a tire.
You don't want anything to – you shouldn't even be able to see anything, much less feel anything. Yeah.
Okay, Andrew, we have a couple minutes left. Tell me about the Tinder thing you only told me. Tell our listeners about that.
After I've lost track of how many Tinder dates I've been on.
Let me say real quick, though, that this would not happen to anyone else. No other guy would actually pull the trigger on this.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
I finally just walked out on a date. Like,
no
she,
way.
She asked me, like, all right, well, you know, do you want to keep drinking here? Or do you want to go somewhere else? And I was like, you know, I think I'm actually just going to go home. And, like, I thought I was being kind of subtle about it, but she figured it out, like, right away. Like, she pulled out her phone, started texting other people, and that was really the last I heard from her until I got
home. Walk me through it a little better. What did you word for word say? Okay, tell us about this chick. Why did you brush her off in the first place?
Is she fugly?
No.
No, I saw pictures. She's not bad.
Yeah.
No, she...
There must have been something about her personality that was overwhelmingly off-putting.
Okay, I'll try and explain it, and if it doesn't
She's
make
not
any sense
listening.
To me,
don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Put us
no,
in
no,
your,
I'm just not sure if it's, like,
for
interesting
this.
For the radio, so stop me if I'm rambling here, but when I go out on these dates, like, you know, it's always, there's always a certain level of awkwardness meeting somebody who you've never met before.
Of course.
So my strategy for kind of dealing with that is I just try and be, like, as goofy and off the wall as possible, not, like, you know, wacky Jim Carrey style stuff.
But you want to be a fun-loving guy.
Exactly. I want to put them at ease. I want them to show, like, hey, you don't need to take this seriously. Like,
sure.
We're just here to have fun.
Nothing like how
yeah,
you
like,
are
don't
the
stress
show.
Out. The person we've never met.
Go ahead.
Feel free to bring that guy one week.
All right. Sorry. Yeah, good.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. That was cute, Zach. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyways, where was I at? Okay, anyway, most girls actually respond to that. Like, you know, you can ask, you know, you think unicorns or dragons are better, and whether they think it's weird or not, they'll have something to say about that.
Yeah.
This girl, I could not get her to say anything interesting, share any stories. It was all just, like, noise. Like, I was looking at the menu, and I mentioned something like, you know, I wish they had cinnamon rolls on here. And, like, I was just trying to be funny. I was hoping she would have something to say to that. She was like, oh, I love cinnamon rolls. One time at work, my boss brought in these, like, cinnamon
rolls.
Completely
glossed
awesome.
Over the fact that there's no reason that cinnamon rolls would ever be on that menu.
Exactly. And, like, she shared this thing, which it wasn't a story. Like, it wasn't an anecdote. It was not even trivia. It was just, like, she may as well have just, like, you know, hummed for 30 seconds. It was... And she would not talk. Like, she would not introduce any topics. Like, if I wasn't speaking, she was just dead silent, like, sipping her drink. And it was just too painful. I could not deal with it.
So you bailed.
Yeah.
Okay. I still want to know a little bit more on this. Not too much. I don't want to dwell on it. But I want to talk about this a little more when we get back from the break. We'll be right back on the Status Pro on Talk Radio 1190. We're back on the Status Pro on Talk Radio 1190, also on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app, and streaming on Nerdville Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach the Unblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Andrew.
Hola.
And, man, I you can accuse me of overplaying it, but I do not care because it is so great.
Have we timed it?
No, I don't think we have an exact time. You mean like on Lex and Terry, how they used to do Ass Masters?
Yeah.
The allotted time was what really gained you some points?
Right.
I mean, if we were on a point system, John gets 100 points.
I think so.
I think so, too.
I don't think I've ever ripped a fart that good.
I might time it out, you know, just so we can have a comparison. You know, we'll check it out.
Yeah. We'll time it out in the next break, so we'll figure it out.
Hey, I wanted to ask you guys, have you heard about that that Middle Eastern porn star chick?
Mia Khalifa?
Yeah, what is it? Mia Khalifa?
I think it's her name.
Khalifa?
Yeah.
Elfa.
Yeah, you pointed
Elfa.
That out to me.
Yeah.
Elfa.
Yeah, but yes. She's really hot. Andrew, have you heard about this broad?
I've heard of a couple of Middle Eastern porn stars.
No. This one you would have heard of because she has taken the porn industry by storm the last couple months.
It's true.
I'm serious. Like, she had a couple of videos and somehow is like skyrocketed to porn popularity.
People have been identifying her as the queen of porn.
The queen of porn.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to have to check this broad out.
Yes, now, absolutely.
Last week I brought this up to Zach. young Zachary.
Mm.
And
young Zachary.
He hadn't heard about it yet. So I remember you saying, dude, I got to check this out. And I pulled up pictures of her.
You did?
We both looked at pics. We both agreed she was really hot.
Uh-huh.
Huge cans.
Great ass.
Great ass. I don't know that the pictures I pulled up, I could really see the keist, but I believe that it was great.
It was.
And we both said that, dude, on my own time, I'm going to go check this chick out, and I'm probably going to throw a beat.
Right.
Now, I actually personally did not do that. And I
didn't either.
You really didn't?
No. Why did you assume that I would?
I know you watch more porn than me.
I do.
You've admitted that on the show.
Honestly, I've thought about it a couple of times, and like I'll be, you know, cruising my normal my circles, as it were. And yeah, but just every time I was like, you know, I didn't even, and Pornhub is my primary go-to, and that's the
it's
one. That's
okay, wow, yeah, that chick is really hot.
She's really hot, right?
She's smoking hot.
Yeah. Right, yeah, dude, check out this keist. That's
hold on, Andrew, let me see the keist.
Whoa!
By the way, Zach, can you give me a fresh beer?
Yeah,
let me
absolutely.
Just hand me one across the table, thanks, Andrew. Let me take a look.
We're all in transition here. Zach's getting beers,
dude.
Andrew's...
Wow, this is the first time I got a picture of. Where it's actually kind of weird. She's bending over a table, but there's a mirror in front of her, so you can see her face, her enormous cans, and her ass at the same time.
It's great.
Wow.
That's Google image search.
I honestly was not expecting that kind of rear end on
that. It's like the third hit. Yeah, me neither.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, yeah.
Now, you have watched porn since we last discoursed on this. Thank you. And you said that you did not go to it. You went to your Pornhub. You went to your Rags.
I'm a simple guy.
Well, look.
Honestly, it's hard to remember when you get caught in the moment, okay?
Show. We all know that I have nothing against porn.
No, or, of course
you know,
not.
Male gratification, you know, personal gratification.
You couldn't be the host if you did.
But you know that I just don't like to do it.
No, I
understand.
It's
not on the top of my list. I avoid it at all costs.
I don't understand. Porn's a great thing.
I like the real deal. No, you're right. And when it's been a while and I watch it and, you know, I have some time to myself, it's a real treat. However, that has not happened to me since the last time we talked about this broad. But I can tell you that if it did, she is absolutely top of my list, like first search item as soon as I go to it.
Top class.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she be?
Oh, my God.
You know, honestly, it's not like I've thought about looking her up, of course, but it's not like you do it when the moment strikes, man. It's a natural thing looking up
porn.
Of course. I don't sit down and think, I'm going to look her up right now.
No, like, I never do. Yeah. It could be. Oh, I'll admit, sometimes I do plan for porn. Like, dude, as soon as I get home tonight, I'm busting open
that,
like,
no, but that's
the
different.
iPad. Yeah.
It's not like a weekly regimen, all right? It's not like, you're not like an old person popping pills.
You ever
no.
have, like, where you wake up on, like, a Saturday morning when you're sleeping in and you want to sleep later and you start to go back to sleep, but, you know, the mood strikes and so you just immediately pull out the iPad, still in bed, and dial up some porn?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I love that.
Me too.
That is, dude, that feels like first class porn.
I love doing it on Sundays too. It makes me feel great about not
Sunday
going to church.
Sunday is the day. Oh, why'd you have to rope church into it? Now I feel gross.
I feel like it helps out with the
why'd
hangover.
You have to rope ropes?
But man, I'm telling you, you know, there's been a lot of stuff in the news lately, cartoonists and people getting killed over the Prophet Muhammad and whatnot.
Yeah, sure.
This chick receives death threats all the time from, like, the Taliban for being the queen of porn.
That's messed up.
It is.
She's bridging gaps.
All right, now I got a question for you. There are some videos that she's in that are ethnic, where she's wearing, like, a burqa or something.
Right.
Now, to me, that's extremely off-putting. I don't want to think of her as a Middle Eastern chick. I want to think of her as a hot porn star.
Right.
So, with huge cans and a nice ass.
She is Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
There's no getting around
that.
Oh,
no. I mean, look at the name. There's absolutely... What is the name again?
Mia Khalifa. You never got into the... I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Could be butchering it. Could be Khalifa. Or who, well, I don't know.
Ilfa.
Stop.
Sorry, keep going.
You never got into the whole burqa thing?
No.
What do you mean the whole burqa thing?
The whole burqa thing?
Like that's something that everybody knows about. But...
Well, who doesn't?
Like that's some sort of elite group of porn watchers?
First off, there's a group of porn watchers for everything, okay? There's nuns.
Okay,
there's,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
There's all of that.
You're right. I can't deny that.
The nun thing is stupid, okay? But I have to admit, there's a couple of videos where it'd start with a chick in a burqa, and I'd be like, wow, you don't see anything. All you see is their eyes. That's the whole thing. But then they take off everything. You're like, son of a gun. They're actually a hot chick like Mia Khalifa. I'm telling you, it can work out. And I bet if you watch one of those videos with one of the burqa things
it'll work out for you. I'm automatically checked out if there's a burqa involved.
Really?
Yes.
That's as far as you go.
That's a deal breaker for
all right.
me. It's
how do you spell
so
burqa?
Weird.
Burqa. Burqa.
Look,
I have no idea, actually.
You know, I'm a very accepting person. I like all kinds of broads.
Oh, of course.
But... Have you ever been in a public and seen someone wearing
no.
a burqa and you were attracted?
Nope.
Me either. It's almost instantly off-putting being someone from our, you know, our background.
Look, a burqa is almost like the pornography equivalent of a jack-in-the-box, okay? You don't get to see what's going on underneath, but then suddenly you do,
yeah, you
and it's
awesome.
Yeah, you
ever want to bang a jack-in-the-box?
No.
Exactly.
But not in public, but in a porn, it's great.
Five hits on Pornhub for burqa. And, yeah, they're all pretty much what you'd expect.
Do they all have Mia Khalifa in them?
Yeah. One of them is called Hindu Man Penetrates His Muslim Wife.
Okay, all right, this is enough. Stop.
Princess of
Persia.
I'm
swelling up a bit.
Look, I'm not saying that burqa porn is all I watch, okay? I'm just saying that on occasion,
no, nobody was
it's
accusing
important,
you of that.
It's important to mix things up, okay? You like to call yourself a jack of all trades when it comes to porn.
Sure.
Me too. A renaissance man is the term that we like to use.
I will admit, though, Zach may be the young blood Lewis. He may be much younger than Andrew and I, but Zach is much more of a renaissance man of porn than I am.
Thanks.
I think at the end of the day, I'm much more conventional than I would like to admit normally on the radio.
Mm. Yeah, all right, sure. Why not? Look, burqa porn, any kind of porn is cool, okay?
All right.
That's the bottom line.
I forgot I was actually getting somewhere with this. Like, I had a bit, like, lined up.
Yeah, I didn't know where you were going with this.
Oh, I had this funny list about the funniest porn titles. And I love that, man. I love coming up with them, and I love reading them. Funny titles, like, of mainstream movies that are pornos.
Now, those are always fun.
Yeah, let's go through a couple before we go to break, and then we can come back with it.
All right.
For our final segment.
Sure.
The first one, Tiger's Wood. I wasn't blown away with it.
Tiger's Wood?
Yeah. It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah. Womb Raider.
Womb Raider.
Oh, that's creepy. That's that
gross.
Puts it in the context of, like, childbirth. That's,
hey, I got one for you.
I don't want to think about that.
Yeah?
Schindler's Fist.
Ugh. Ugh. Good gross. God, you're going to make a Holocaust joke and fisting at the same time?
Come on, God,
how gross.
I know there's, like, 10 of these.
How gross.
I can't think of any.
Okay, Edward Penis Hands, lame.
Oh, Ass Ventura, Pet Detective?
I think that's on here, actually.
It probably is.
This one I thought was pretty funny. The Horrors Have Eyes.
That is a good one. I always pride myself on coming up with these, but I can't think of any on the spot. Right.
Dude, this one may be the creme de la creme. I haven't decided yet.
Go.
It's like ID4, Independence Day, In Rear Endance Day.
Wow. That is totally a Milk on a Cliff title right there.
Nice.
It is. That is Milk on a Cliff. Which would be legendary for all the laymans out there.
Milk on a Cliff?
Yeah, legendary.
Who came up with that? Was that one of
actually,
you two?
None of us. None of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Asablanca?
Asablanca is great.
Asablanca is pretty good.
I would watch Okay, yeah. If I was cruising Pornhub and I saw Asablanca, I would check it out.
Well, a lot of people don't want to go for the classics. You know, they want to go for something more modern. And I applaud going for Asablanca. That's a little bit it's ballsy.
Yeah, he was looking at you, kid.
Cerebral ballsy.
Okay, hold on. I got a bunch more of these, but we're coming up against a break, so we're going to have to take a couple of minutes and compose ourselves. We'll be back with you on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190 AM. And we're back on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also on iHeart.com and streaming on the iHeartRadio app. Also, we are on Nerdville Radio. Please check us out there. We're streaming Thursday nights, I believe. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey.
Andrew.
Good evening.
And before the break, we were getting into some funny porn titles. What actually sparked that conversation was this porn star who now they're saying is the queen of porn. What's her name, Zach?
Mia Khalifa.
Mia Khalifa. Mm. Anyway, these titles were pretty good. We only got into a couple of them. Then we had a few more things before we closed out the show we wanted to touch on. Zach, what was it that you really wanted to get into?
I was talking about a story that I was going to get to on the air, but we've had a lot going on, so it's cool.
Right. There was a woman, we only have an hour.
There's a woman in like Alabama or Tennessee or something like that who mm-hmm. was arrested by the cops for being drunk, and it turned out she was drunk on vanilla extract. Now, I asked you guys very casually, did you know you can get drunk off vanilla extract? And you two laughed and chuckled, and you said, and I quote, funny you should mention it. And I thought, all right, wait, don't tell me. Let's talk about this in the show. So what's going on?
Okay.
What do you know about drinking extract?
Well, I never got wasted on vanilla extract, but when we were in high school and we're underage, and it's a little bit hard sometimes to get people who are of age to provide you, so we started looking for alternative possibilities. I don't remember which one of our group came up with this concept.
It was B-San.
I was thinking it might be B-San.
Cool.
But somebody discovered that lemon extract has a high percentage of alcohol. Now, we don't know if this is the kind of alcohol that you're supposed to be drinking to get drunk or not. Probably
I'm pretty
not.
Sure it's not. We should have just gotten mouthwash or something like that.
Yeah, but so...
mouthwash.
And we all found it immediately intriguing that possibly we could get wasted off something that we're legally able to buy from a grocery store.
And odds are it tastes like lemons, right?
Correct.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't you?
So one of our buddies, a couple of us tried it. For, not me. I wasn't one of the inaugural crew, rather. But I know Sajak, B-San, Zach Priest, and I think Brent were the original who gave it a try. And they all drank it and came to us the next day and said, dude, we got drunk.
The best part
this
about
worked.
The best part about you telling me that neither of you was involved in the quote inaugural crew was that I knew that they both thought it. They all thought it worked and came and told you about it, which is why you're telling me about it now.
Oh well, I'm not going to deny it. I did it several times.
Several times?
This was not a one-time occurrence.
Lemon extract. All right, tell me about it.
And I remember B-San telling me the next day at school about the whole thing, and in my head, all that's going through my head is, this is retarded. This is a terrible idea. Like, why did you guys do this? And he ends the story with, and eventually I had to admit, I was drunk. I totally got drunk. And that was enough to sell me. I was like, oh, dude, I'm totally going to try this
I'll
now.
I'll give that a shot.
Andrew, do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm curious enough about it, you telling me about the story, that I'm interested to see what it's like.
Now, it tasted like you poured a glass of rubbing alcohol that you would put in a cut, except somebody squeezed a lemon in it, maybe.
So it didn't taste a whole lot like lemons.
Not at all.
We cut it with stuff. Like, we poured into a Coke or something.
Yeah, we got these Sonic cups full of Coke, and we figured,
Sonic cups, that's right.
How bad could it really be? But it's lemon extract. Like, the lemon taste is so potent. It really doesn't matter what you mix it with.
Really? It burns so bad.
That sounds horrible.
I'm still convinced, though, that you get kind of messed up.
I just couldn't drink enough of it to get properly wasted. Like,
so, Andrew,
it's that bad.
You never really got home.
I don't know that I would ever say I was really, like, sloshed, you know, as if I was drinking conventional alcohol.
Right.
But I would say I got messed up.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I would say it worked at least a little.
Extract. You never would even think that would have something to do with it.
I could B. Sand must have just noticed someday it said 40% alcohol in the bottle when he was looking at it the cabinet or something like that.
Whatever
like,
the alcohol we were drinking, it's not the kind you're supposed to drink. And so I'm glad I didn't develop a habit based on that, or I'd probably be dead.
I assume
that'd be some intervention stuff, like loving being drunk so much it's like I'm gonna get smashed off extract all the time.
I assume this was back in the day when you could still buy this stuff, because nowadays if anything has any kind of alcohol content, you have to have an ID. So in fact, you can't buy spray paint nowadays without having an ID.
Dude, I remember that there was one really funny time, though, where my mom found my stash of contraband when I was still living at home in high school.
No.
And she's going through stuff, and she's like, condoms? Good God. And then, like, a porn? She's like, in the valley of the pink? Jesus. Like, a foil pipe? She's like, oh, my God. And then she gets a lemon extract, and she's just like, what the hell? Like, why is this included?
That's the wild card.
Were you doing some light cooking on top of your weed smoking and porn watching?
I've never figured out I didn't even know lemon extract was a thing before you two told me about
it.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
I'm kind of curious why you saved a foil pipe.
Oh, because I was an idiot. I thought I might reuse it rather than just making another one. In 8 seconds, I thought, hey, I'll keep this. This is a good one.
That sounds about right.
I probably named it.
Well, we
called
it
like the Silver Surfer or something douchey. Who knows?
Silver Surfer.
Okay, so we have a couple minutes left in our last segment. I wanted to go over some of those funny porn titles because I think there's some good. I want to hear you guys weigh in on these.
Yeah.
Asablanca was a good one.
Asablanca is great.
I like the photoshopped picture they put on it, though, with Humphrey Bogart, like with his nose in a girl's ass.
Yeah, about to kiss an ass. Yeah.
It does look pretty great. Okay, let's see what's next. Ooh, somebody mentioned this one. Ass Ventura Crack Detective.
Yeah, I was close.
Is that you?
I said Ass Ventura Pet Detective.
Does it have a picture for that one?
Oh, yeah. Here you guys go. It's just a chick, and
You can't really see it. They don't give a good descriptor on it. The visual doesn't paint it.
Okay, but the actor is definitely dressed like Jim Carrey.
Some goofy guy wearing like a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, it doesn't look a whole lot like Jim Carrey, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. His likeness was not available.
I hope he does the crazy mannerisms and stuff during the scenes.
Next one, Twin Cheeks.
Twin Cheeks.
That's awesome.
Simple.
Highly effective.
That's like a throwaway gag.
Bi-tanic?
Bi-tanic?
Yeah, I'm underwhelmed.
Yeah.
Even with just the words.
How about this one? This is a reference to an older movie, so Zach may not get it, but Andrew probably should, on Golden Blonde.
That's not bad.
What's the movie?
On Golden Pond.
Nope, didn't know that one.
Hold on, I can barely even read this. You know the Sylvester Stallone movie, Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I know where that's going.
Cliffhanger.
Oh, okay, that's not where I thought it was going, but sure.
Where did you think it was going?
I can't say it on the radio.
All right. Goodwill Humping.
It's funny. I was just thinking of an offshoot of that.
Beverly Hills 90210 Ho.
Oh, good Lord.
That's not that great.
They didn't even try.
Oh, dude, this one is my favorite, absolute favorite.
Go.
The Poonies.
The Poonies.
You get us at the Goonies, or it's the Poonies. You gotta like that.
Oh, good Lord.
You mentioned when your
Starring
mom raided
Josh
the staff.
Brolin.
The stash of contraband that your mom rated, you had one in there called In the Valley of the Pank.
Yes.
And that was actually the proper title, correct? As spelled like P-A-N-K?
Correct.
Yeah. I always thought that one
that
was
one of
funny.
The ones I talked about that time that we all went and we would go to the porn shop. And you admitted on that show that you had gone and bought a bunch of porn when you lived in Oklahoma.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of them had funny titles. Actually, there was one called... never mind.
Can't say it on the radio.
A couple of these are kind of lame.
Sure.
Hori Potter?
Nah.
Poke a hot ass?
that's actually a pretty good one.
This
one's
pretty clever. Pulp Friction.
Pulp Friction is good.
I like that one.
I do too. All right, let's move on. I do these all day. Shaving Ryan's Privates, everyone's heard a million times.
Raiders of the Lost Arse.
Jurassic Pork.
Oh. Jurassic Pork.
Hold on. I can't tell what this one is. I can't tell. Oh, Throbin Hood, Prince of Beeves.
Throbin Hood. Like Throbin Hood wasn't enough.
Yeah, they have to put the subtitle
in. Yeah, they had to spoof the subtitle too.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm running out of time. I want to make sure I have enough. That's all of them.
That's it? It's done?
Yeah, we got them all.
I'm surprised you didn't mention like the ultimate throwaway ass Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, definitely was not in there.
Huh.
Zach, do you have a story for us?
A story?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I gave you vanilla extract and a wife chops her husband's, you know, twice.
All right.
Don't
get me wrong. I got something.
I got a couple
statistics. Something to kill some time. Right? I wanted to go longer on those porn titles. I thought they were great.
How about, what do you got?
What do I got?
Yeah, give me a quick
I have a couple things that's girls share their sex tips they wish more guys knew. That's what I had.
I had, according to records compiled by U.S. Department of Education, Alabama is the state where the most teachers sleep with students. And police in Calgary are reporting that apparently a lot of people are stealing sex toys nowadays. That's about it. Mm. Yeah.
Why would you steal sex toys?
Done. Oh, well, apparently, you know, the economy. It's
if you're going to risk getting busted doing something bad, why would it be that?
Apparently, sex toys are
an
easy...
A fistful of cash or...
they're easy for a snatcher.
A magic bullet. Which one are you going
to... They're easy for like a snatch and grab where in the middle of the day you just happen to be casually perusing and you grab something that costs like $200 and you run.
Every porn store I've ever been in, the clerk has looked like a guy who would not hesitate for a second to pull out a gun and shoot me if he thought I was taking
that
something.
Is true.
Really?
These guys don't mess around.
The only two I've ever been in had chicks in them.
Oh, that's weird.
There's a chick running it.
Do you go to like New Fine Arts or like an upscale one?
I went to a place in Houston called Zone de Erotica.
Okay, they actually have one of those here, too.
I was going to say, I think that's a chain.
Yeah.
Really? Is there a thing up
it's
here?
Like, it's like Jack in the Box.
Yeah, I haven't seen them.
It's right off of 635. It's a really old, decrepit building in an industrial area. I personally wouldn't want to go shopping there.
That's the way to go in Houston, man.
You guys remember Corey, who used to be on our show? He was a co-host.
Corey who? Of course.
That's what a porn shop clerk looks like.
Corey?
Yeah.
Really?
They always
look like Corey, but they've got like two sleeve tattoos and...
Oh, yeah, lots of ink.
And like 60 years old. And, I don't know.
Something that presents a little bit more of a threatening image than what Corey did.
Again, both times I've been in, they kind of just look like hookers with tattoos and stuff. Nice hookers, you know.
So a young lady with hooker with
approachable
tattoos
hookers.
Looks like hookers. So racist.
Yeah. By the way, I do have some good broader bros. I really wanted to show you guys some pics, but we'll have to put it on our Facebook for for this weekend.
Can't squeeze it in?
No, we're just about out of time.
All right.
We're already 11 minutes for this segment.
The show goes so fast.
And I love that.
Me too.
Anything else you wanted to throw in this week, Zach, before we get out of here?
No, Zach's mom goes pretty fast.
Ooh.
Thanks, Andrew.
How you feel about that, buddy?
It's
I hate you.
So I'm going to end the show on that high note.
I was trying to rope in Throbin Hood, and it fell flat. I'm sorry.
Throbin Hood?
Yeah.
Throbin Hood, Prince of what, Beavs?
Prince
Come
of
on.
Beavs.
That's such a throwaway. Throbin Hood is the whole thing.
Throbin Hood, Prince of Beavs is funny.
No, Throbin Hood is the whole thing, and you know it.
You're right, the Throbin.
Because you forgot about Beavs, yeah.
Anytime you throw Throb in there, it's going to be funny.
Yep, Throbin Hood.
All right, well, that's pretty much all that we have for this week. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. You can also hear me on 97.1 The Eagle this Sunday from 7 to midnight. Also, go ahead and check out my page at KGL.com. Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Thanks.
Andrew.
Go check out some porn, iHeartRadio.
We are the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app and Nerdville Radio Network. We'll see you guys next week. 'Cause I wanna be a cowboy, baby, with a top left.